This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Can use, right, Rossi?
You know it.
We got a joining us at the desk. She is a comedian, actor, director, and former snowboarding instructor whitewater rafting guide.
Really?
That's right. Those are her fun facts. Welcome back to our show, Aisha Tyler.
Outdoorsy, very, very nerdy. Although I was not a very good whitewater rafting guide because I'm just too much of me to fit in a boat. You know what I mean? I went to the water more than the people in my boat.
Okay, we are here at the news desk. Will you news with us, Aisha?
I would love to news
Take
with
the
you.
Purse.
Thank you for having me. First up, according to the Daily Mail, actor Margot Robbie just revealed how she got the unfortunate nickname Maggot. When she was 6 years old, a substitute teacher misread her name during a roll call, and Margot says her lifelong friends still call her Maggot to this day. I'm really worried about that teacher's qualifications, by the way. She couldn't read. And that teacher's two-second blunder stuck for over 2 decades. People call her Maggot now.
That's not a great name,
no.
Maggot. But when you look like Margot Robbie, you can surpass that nickname,
exactly.
Don't you think? My dad always called me Rocky. Isn't
really?
That's adorable,
yeah.
Actually.
I think I reminded him of Sylvester Stallone, I just assume.
Definitely not like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
No, it was like
Adrian.
Kind of thing.
I didn't
That's
know
so
your
cute.
Nickname growing up was Rocky.
Just with my dad, yeah. And then the first psychic I ever went to after he passed, this is a true story, said to me, she goes, your dad is here and he's showing me the movie Rocky.
Oh.
No!
Amazing.
Yes, yeah, Rebecca
wow.
Rosen, yeah.
Oh,
so nicknames
incredible.
Are powerful, and you call me Rossi Ross Matthews.
Rossi Ross!
Yeah, mm-hmm. So now when I'm on the street, people yell, Rossi Ross, across the street.
That's true. I started calling you Rossi, and now it's only Rossi. Aisha, did you ever have a nickname?
Yeah, I mean, I was bullied a lot in school, so I had, like, a lot of different nicknames. But this doesn't sound like a bad one, but I hated it. But in eighth grade, the kids called me Pony because I was just tall, and I guess I walked a little horsey.
Oh.
So they called me Pony.
But Pony is a very endearing name, I have to say.
I mean, and
it might not have felt perfect at the time, but it, you know...
Changed when the Genuine song came out. Then I was like, oh, yeah. You know, now I'm Pony.
Now it's a cool name.
Exactly. Well, for our Criminal Minds star, Aisha, we have a true crime story.
Ooh.
That's right. The Washington Post reports when a little Yorkshire Terrier named Avery was dog-napped from her front porch. Her owners, 12-year-old Sema Jay and her mother Raquel, were beside themselves. The dog napper even sent a ransom text before she stopped responding, and Sema Jay and Raquel, well, they feared the worst. Aww. And then that's when ex-Marine, who once helped capture Al-Qaeda leaders, stepped in. Rick Mockamere, heard about Avery's dog napping and helped trace the ransom text using Instagram and brought Avery home.
Oh, thank God. I was so scared.
Right? Aisha and Ross, how doggone scary is this story?
Almost as doggone scary as that pun.
I was actually pretty doggone proud of you with that one. Come
on. Ross, come on, the pun.
Aisha, throw her a bone. Come on.
I'm sorry, I kicked all the food out of your bowl. I thought that was a really nice pun.
Yeah. It's true, but, you know, how is it to be on a famous, you know, true crime show? That must have a lot of loyal, loving followers.
It does.
Yeah,
it
everybody does. Loves it. Everybody watches Criminal Minds.
It's, you know, it's wild because we've just been making the show. I mean, this is his 16th season that it's in right now, which is crazy for any TV show. But it got canceled right before COVID, and then during COVID became the number one stream show in the world.
Wow. That's amazing.
Really, really incredible. Yeah.
The power of the people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I kind of wonder, I mean, it is a very dark show, and I, you know, people always go like, why do people love this show so much? But I think what's appealing about it is that people know that somewhere out there are these dedicated, intelligent people working around the clock to make the rest of the world a safer place. Mm.
So well, yeah. So many people are watching.
Well, I think that it's wonderful that you've been on this awesome show that does so well, and we've watched you for many years. I mean, hello, Ross's girlfriend. That was, you know, another...
Ross and Joey. I was very slutty. Very slutty. Really got around the friends. Got around all the friends.
And funny enough, we hung out for Friendsgiving the last time you were here.
Yes, we did.
Well, speaking of friends, who was more fun, Ross or Joey?
I will say this. They were all incredibly kind to me, and I'm friends with them to this day, especially Lisa Kudrow and I've gotten very close.
Really?
They're really lovely people.
Love her so much.
But I love telling this story, but on the very first, you know, you tape live in front of an audience like this, and then you go out and you do like a kind of a curtain call, then you bow to the audience, and Matthew Perry came over to me, and he just goes like, you know, get ready for your life to change. And it did. The show really changed my life. It was a great experience for me back then. To this day, I'm traveling, and like 8-year-olds are like, black girl from Friends, black girl from Friends.
Come up to is say Aisha Tyler, woman on numerous number one around the globe shows.
Yeah,
that's right.
That.
New episodes of Criminal Minds Evolution drops weekly on Thursdays, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Boy, do we love Paramount Plus. You can get it all there. All right, next, the star of the horror hit, Megan Allison Williams, is here, and there might just be a special person here to greet her.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone, and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Megan, and I'm a creepy doll murder robot that has taken over the internet and movie screens. And our next guest invented me. Take a look.
I didn't come here to get into a confrontation. I came here to find a way forward. The point I'm trying to make is that I get it. Being a parent was never in the cards for you. You're a beautiful, creative, strong, ambitious young woman. Your first love is always going to be your career, and you shouldn't have to feel guilty about that. Let me focus on Katie, so that you can focus on the things that matter most to you.
Megan, do you see this pen?
You know something, Gemma? You're exhausting.
Do you want to hang out?
I'm not sure.
I know you're a very busy career woman.
Yeah.
It's hard to be that ambitious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's hard. Wow, hi.
How did you come up with my name?
It's short. It's a sort of, what is the word I'm looking for? It's Model 3 Generative Android. So it's not quite, it's Megan for short. I know I made you. And are you enjoying being in this form?
You know, I love myself.
Yeah. Good.
I really do.
Good.
And I love being a part of your family.
Thank you.
I especially like the way you taught me to crawl run.
Yes. So I think number one rule, if you are a true Megan, is can you run but on all fours?
Well, I don't know. You programmed me. Let's see if I can.
Okay. Your contacts have shifted.
Well, sometimes.
Megan, wake up.
How did you know that this movie would be such a hit? It just broke $100 million at the box office.
Obviously, Megan, you know, we never know how these things are going to go, but you can hope for a certain outcome. And people just did. I mean, I'm going to be self-deprecating and just say it's about you. It's really like if people loved Megan and they got her, that's why. Oh. Megan, can you see anything?
I do feel like my eyeballs are falling apart.
Yeah.
But then again, you could just take me to your workshop
and
fix me.
Yeah.
Just after I kill the neighbor's dog.
Yeah. I'm just continuing to adjust in real time to this being the way this is happening. Just to let you in on like any lag in my responses to your questions.
How are my eyes now?
You're right. You're right. Your right eye has gone on a vacation. Oh my God.
I better say that we wouldn't hear. I just have to tell you, thank you so much for going with that.
I am.
Even I didn't know what the hell was happening.
No, in real time, I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I've been a fan of yours since forever, and to imagine that this is the way we first interact with each other, it's just like...
So now, let's see, I'll just completely transform.
Oh, I like this, Megan.
I've got my mic, okay.
I like this vibe. This is good.
All right, well, we do have to cut to a commercial break, but you never know what can happen. We'll be right back with Allison Williams.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Smart, brilliant Allison Williams, the new producer of Megan, the mega hit. Thank you so much for playing. I wanted to honor your producerial endeavor with a film that is so wonderful and clever. It's no wonder that they've announced the big sequel, that literally the film just came out. And they're announcing a sequel. Like, let's talk business. $100 million and it's gonna keep going. That's just today. And I wanna ask you as a producer why you thought it was a good idea to have a film finally come out of this magnitude, this caliber, this genre, that's also PG-13.
Exactly. Well, I also just think, like, the more people that can enjoy something, the better. And our movie was as good at any point as it is in its final product, I think, at PG-13. So we were like, this is great. We get to have all of the things we always wanted for it, and we get to invite more people to enjoy it. Like, this is a total win across the board.
I couldn't agree more. It's such a smart business model. It's got all the awesomeness, and it doesn't go to that place where you'd be like, oh, God, it's a family movie.
It's fine for the whole family. I'm, like, also just from a fully selfish standpoint, very squeamish. And so I'm very relieved that there isn't just a ton of, like, blood and gore, because I just get super nauseous super easily and have to watch parts like that, like this, which is not a fun way to enjoy anything. It is definitely a scary movie at times, but then it also is very funny in a way that you're not necessarily expecting. It's, like, self-aware and has fun with the genre in a way. I don't want to spoil too much, but Megan is a blast. She has a good sense of humor. She knows who she is. So the basic premise of the movie is that there's a robot doll who you just saw in perfect rendering in front of you. 10 out of 10, no notes, that is Megan. And I play a character named Gemma, who is a roboticist who built Megan. And my niece, Katie, loses both of her parents in a car accident, and she comes to live with me. And I have no idea what to do with the kid. I'm, like, completely clueless. So I think, I know, I have the perfect plan. I will take this child who's grieving, and I will combine her with the robot doll
that
I've been working
created.
On. And the doll needs the kid to get smarter, and the kid needs the doll to, you know, grieve and mourn. And
they
what
pair.
Can go wrong? And they
that
pair.
That was the thing I forgot to do with you, is pair.
That's
will you pair with me?
Hi, Megan. I'm Allison. Yeah, and now we're paired.
Is it true that your family called you Mousy?
It is true. My whole family calls me Mouse. And, like, to the exclusion
because we told a story in the news about Maggot Roby, so...
I love that that was her nickname.
And that's
like,
her
way
nickname.
Cooler in my mind.
So how did you become Mousy?
I became Mouse from, like, they told this story every night before I went to bed that started out with listing a bunch of animals, and then the last animal was a mouse. And then as time went on and they got more and more bored of this pattern of animals, they just reduced it to mouse. And so then it became like mouse and Allison went on a picnic, and then it just became mouse, and I've been mouse ever since. And that's what my whole family, I will be on a red carpet and I'll hear mouse, and then I'll look over and my parents are like waving at me, and I'm like, not now, God, I'm being like an adult in like a professional setting. But yeah, I'm fully mouse.
I just, like, I love you so much. I love the film. I love that you're producing it. I love that you got a sequel. I love the business model. It's so smart, and you just deserve all the success. You've been in Girls. I mean, you've been in so many amazing movies now. And, I mean, Get Out. Hello. It's like, oh, my God.
Thank you.
You are crushing it. Now it's the biggest hit. If you haven't seen it already, which you probably have, go and enjoy it. And up next, we have a super cool fashion DIY moment that you won't want to miss. Oh my God, thank you, Allison Williams!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Huge fashion trend that is happening right now is the Japanese knot bag. It's a small tote with handles that go into each other and form a knot to close the bag. And fashion designer and upcycling TikToker Isabel Hilado is going to show us how to make one at home.
Hey everyone, my name is Isabel Hilado and I am a fashion designer and digital content creator from Southern California. Today I'm going to show you how to make a knot bag. This is a super simple and beginner-friendly sewing project that you can finish in 30 minutes or less. So let's get started.
For the pattern, start by drawing an 8x8-inch square. At the top right, draw 4x2-inch rectangle, and at the top left, draw 6x2-inch rectangle. Curve the bottom edges of the square, then from the middle, mark 1 inch down and create curves that connect the handles. Add a 1/2-inch seam allowance all the way around and cut it out. Once you're done with the pattern, pick a fabric you want to work with and place your pattern on the fold. Pin the pattern to your fabric and cut it out. You should end up with 2 pieces. Serge or zigzag stitch the edges so that it won't fray. With right sides of the fabric facing each other, sew the handles together and along the bag's body. Once you flip your bag over to the right side of the fabric, all you have to do is hem around the handles.
Here's how my bag turned out, and I absolutely love it. It's definitely my vibe and will go with a lot of items in my closet. Thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to see all the different bags that you guys create. Bye.
So now we know how to do it. Thank you, Isabel Hilado, and thank you everybody here for choosing to spend your time with us, because we make this show for you wherever you are, so take it with you. It's all yours.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.